Hey, grown-ups. Guess what? We have got a whole new podcast. Each week, I am going to read a chapter from the original story, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, by Lewis Carroll, and share it exclusively with our Patreon members. Take a journey with Alice as she falls down the rabbit hole, sips tea with the Mad Hatter, and plays a game of croquet with the Queen of Hearts. To listen, head to patreon.com/girltales and join Team Alice or Above. That's patreon.com/girltales and join Team Alice or Above. See you in Wonderland. Hi, Tailblazers. It's me, Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales. We've got our newest segment today, Nova's Lab. You might remember it from our Kids Listen Memorial Day mixtape, where we did a segment called Nova's Lab Becoming the Statue of Liberty. Well, here's our second episode. But before we get to it, I've got to announce something. I went to go put some stuff together for Nova's Lab, and I realized, oh my goodness, we don't have any cover art for Nova's Lab. What's cover art? You know, it's that little picture that you see on the Girl Tales website every time we post a new episode. So you know what I thought? I thought we should have a Nova's Lab artwork contest. And I am asking you to participate. How does it work? Great question. Send in a drawing of Nova and Catherine the Computer by July 1st to Rebecca@GirlTalesPodcast.com. That's Rebecca@GirlTalesPodcast.com by July 1st. I will post your artwork on our Facebook page, facebook.com/girltalespodcast, and on our Instagram page, @girltales. Whoever receives the most likes on their artwork by the end of the first week of July will win their very own Girl Tales t-shirt and become the official Nova's Lab cover art. So every time we post a Nova's Lab episode, Tailblazers from all over the world are going to see your artwork. So get to drawing and send it to Rebecca@GirlTalesPodcast.com, a drawing of Nova and Catherine the Computer. I'd also like to invite all of the Tailblazers to two upcoming Girl Tales events. It'll be a live reading of A Real Boy at 11 a.m. on Sunday, June 23rd at Books Are Magic Bookstore in Cobble Hill, Brooklyn. And there will be another live reading, if you can't make it to that one, of Little Lena on July 21st at 1:30 p.m. at Greenlight Bookstore in Prospect Lefferts Gardens, Brooklyn. Both of these events are entirely free, and you can learn more about them at the link in our show notes, or go to girltalespodcast.com/events. Oh, I so hope you can make it. I would love to meet you. Okay, now on to our episode. Since it's LGBT Pride Month, we are celebrating with Kids Listen, a network of kids podcasters who are devoted to making quality content for kids and their families. You can check out our show notes for all of the other kids podcasts who are taking part and celebrating Pride Month with Girl Tales. Now here's our episode of Nova's Lab Becoming the First Pride Flag.
Hello, Tailblazers. My friends at Girl Tales told me you would be coming back today to visit my laboratory. I'm Nova. I'm a scientist and inventor. This is my lab. Over here, I have a spectroscope, a dynamometer, my own particle accelerator, and, of course, all the safety equipment I need. safety goggles, my lab coat, and a first aid kit. As every 9-year-old knows, safety comes first. Hello, Tailblazers. Welcome back. I hope you remember the most exciting thing in my whole lab. This is Catherine. I built an advanced computer, and I named her Catherine, after the great mathematician Catherine Johnson. Catherine is a computer that can do some amazing things. She is the ultimate lab partner.
Nova, there's a scientific experiment you're scheduled to do.
Oh, I almost forgot. The whole reason I built this lab is to spend my time doing experiments. With Catherine's help, I become objects and people from different times and places in order to learn more about them. Thanks to Girl Tales, I can take you with me. Hey, Tailblazers, do you want to come with me for this scientific experiment? Awesome! Catherine, please activate the particle accelerator and reverse the time dilation. Tailblazers, June is Pride Month, so we're going back in time to change me into the first rainbow pride flag. We need to find out how our eyes know the difference between each color in the rainbow flag. That's today's experiment. Are you ready to go? Hold on tight and take a deep breath. Let's work together and count down from five. Five, four, three, two, one, zero. Here we go! Whoa! Do you hear that? It sounds like a big celebration or a parade. We're at the Gay Freedom Day Parade in San Francisco on June 25th, 1978. And I am transformed into the first rainbow pride flag. It feels a little strange to be as flat as a flag, but when the wind blows, it tickles. I'm being waved from side to side at the very front of a huge parade of people. It makes me feel proud to see so many people who are marching for what's right. I have 8 colors. Today, most pride flags have 6 colors. You can count the colors on the next rainbow flag you see. Gilbert Baker and Lynn Sagerblom designed me to represent the LGBTQIA+ community. LGBTQIA are the letters that stand for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer or questioning, intersex, asexual, and allies and other identities, like pansexual. These words describe how a person feels about either their gender identity, if they feel like they are a boy or a girl, or both, or neither, or how a person feels about who they feel attracted to, if they are attracted to someone who is the same gender as them, or if they are attracted to people of both or all genders. Everyone marching is celebrating their identity and the freedom to love the people they love, and fighting to make sure that they are treated equally. Isn't it amazing how we can see all the different colors in the rainbow pride flag and in the world? The most important thing to understand about color is that color is light. Our eyes distinguish, or tell apart, many colors. And here's how. When light is reflected off of an object, like an orange, the object absorbs some of the light and only reflects a certain kind of light back. So if the sun is shining on an orange, we see it as the color orange, because only the orange type of light is being reflected back at us. Each color we can see is part of what's called the visible spectrum. But there are colors some people can't tell apart. This is called colorblindness. It just means some people can't tell apart some colors. The cells in our eyes, called cones, distinguish which of the colors of light we are looking at. And this is how we see color. You can make your very own rainbow using some things you might have around your house. Ask your parents for an old CD or DVD, a flashlight, and a white or black piece of paper. Shine the flashlight onto the bottom of the CD and hold the paper nearby, moving the paper around until the rainbow is reflected onto it. How many colors can you see? Try other colors of paper and see what's different. It makes me feel honored to see all these people marching under me, the rainbow flag. The rainbow represents being free to love yourself for who you are and accepting and loving others just as they are. Because love is the most powerful force for good. Catherine is sending us a message. It's time to head back to the lab. She's activating the particle accelerator. Hold on and count down with me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Here we go! Wow! We're back in the lab! What an amazing adventure as the first ever Rainbow Pride flag!
Nova, it's time to debrief from your experiment. Please head to the decompression chamber.
Thank you, Catherine. Well, Tailblazers, I'm Nova, signing off till next time.
That was Nova's Lab, written, produced, and performed by Tessa Flannery, with some help from me, Rebecca Cunningham, and Chad Shanai. If you love Girl Tales, remember to subscribe, rate, and review, and head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today so you can get a special shout out on our next episode, get a bunch of different perks like coloring pages, downloads of the songs, all of that good stuff. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, I believe in you.